Welcome to the Fuzzy Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Saverio.
Mauro.
Mike.
Anthony.
Massimo.
Joey Cascione, after a long break, I finally came back. Guess who's back? Back again. That's it, I'm back over here. Again, I'd like to give a lot of credit to the young folks, especially the McLaren drivers. The success that you had in the last three races, including this one. Lando Norris, the young buck. God, that guy's the way to go, man.
Who did you say?
You can't go wrong with Lando Norris.
Young bucks, okay.
Who the young bucks of Lando Norris and Piastri, even though they do not finish the race today. Capito, I get that. But I find that McLaren, with the young drivers that they have, they're going far, man. They're going in the right direction. But I know it's Tifosi Talk.
The upgrades that brought it.
So let's talk about, because this is Tifosi Talk, let's talk about Ferraris. The failure of their young buck, which I was once a big fan of. Now this guy's just full of shit. I hate him a lot. But I don't need him.
Who do you hate?
Leclerc, I'm not liking him. And is it official that he re-signed with Ferrari like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It's official.
It's official.
So his contract's until when?
4 years.
Until he dies. A couple more years.
Okay, well, let's not hope. Guys. Because, yeah,
what I'm saying is, for a long term.
Yes.
It's for another 5 years. Well, it's 2 years plus 3 years.
And he's going to be like the second highest paid still?
No, yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. Why you don't like him all of a sudden?
No, it's been a while now, because it's... if Ferrari's doing a big investment, and their investment is not coming through, it's not worth the cash.
Hey, hold on for a second. Now, you're judging this guy here because...
Of his agent, yes.
I don't understand. What I don't understand is, you hate him why? Personally, or you hate him because...
Never personally.
On the track.
Professionally on the track.
So, if he doesn't have the car, how would you...
So, your point was...
In qualifications, he could make the effort to be in third, which he's not.
But
in the sprint,
he could be first.
Yes, I know. But we all know that Ferrari, it had, in the long run, in a long race, is no good. The tires wear too fast. We all know that. It's been a whole bloody year.
2, 3, 4, maybe.
When Mercedes was dominating, Ferrari wasn't in first. Leclerc was part of that group, and he didn't perform.
But that's not...
And when you were picking on Vettel, whose fault was it?
Oh, Vettel's full of crap. That's why he's not Aston Martin. He was replaced.
But it's
Vettel
right?
Is replaced. Vettel is replaced by Alonso, and that guy is outperforming Vettel with this group.
But now
this is where you're coming. What about upgrades? Oh, they still have the same car for the same team,
no,
same budget.
No.
Alonso outperformed Vettel team than Vettel did Ferrari.
Okay, but wait.
First of all, you're wrong.
Okay, let me finish.
Wrong.
Yeah, I know he's wrong, but let me see.
The upgrades in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but I'm not getting with that. He came back with Alonso, but I was expecting him to say something else.
Okay, go ahead.
The thing is, how much is Leclerc reminding you of Vettel right now? How much?
No.
Like 90%, right?
No. Because Aspen.
He's outperformed by Sainz.
I am not... Stop it. Okay, yeah, I just want to say... Okay, I have to give you context before you continue with your argument
because
the context is not set up so that the audience is not knowing what direction you're going.
Okay.
I'm not going to put the Vettel dichotomy that he had with his partners into this situation because Vettel actually won with Red Bull, so he had the feeling of winning. This kid here does not know what winning is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in his blood. He doesn't know how to win. He was given a good car when they were having the battle with Mercedes. He was given a good car, but he did nothing with it. Now that he has... now that he has a semi-car, he's still not doing anything with it. So don't compare it to Vettel, because Vettel actually had a taste of victory. Now, you could go to an argument.
I'm going to compare it.
I'm going to compare him to Sainz.
Okay.
Like, that's a good comparison.
Yeah. And Sainz outperformed him in the last 3 years.
That's Sainz, why I'm a Sainz fan.
So where's your Leclerc? Well, you know what I mean?
That's where I'm no longer on that Leclerc bandwagon anymore.
Yeah, but you cannot...
You can't just switch whoever you want.
Why
not? I'm going to go with Norris because that is outperforming
everyone. Okay, I drove a Mustang all my life, but now I'm driving a BMW. Well, because I like it. You could switch.
You could switch.
And that's why I'm switching out of Leclerc. I haven't found his replacement. Up to this point, I'm liking Sainz. But then again, we're not even talking about the race itself right now. I'm just talking about Leclerc because this guy, he gets an extension for not proving anything. He has an above average car and he did nothing. And he had a good car during the time that they were fighting against Mercedes. He didn't do anything. So why did they have to extend this guy at the second highest pay, probably?
The only person that could answer that is Ferrari, but
unfortunately we cannot answer.
So we get rid of Binotto, would Binotto do the signing? Would he agree to the signing?
Let's not go.
You have over 100 years experience over here. Would he agree to a signing like this?
I don't know, because they probably would have, but not as big. It's he's not the box.
Nah, exactly.
There's always the people that don't know nothing about racing that knows and that signs that check. And so if they say, I love Leclerc, even though he's crap.
Exactly.
They're going to say, I'm sure they have you consigliere.
It's one guy and he's designed.
A mafia.
Anyway, let's go to Austin.
They have Rudy Giuliani.
Okay, we're going to Austin, the race. What did you guys... It's expected that Verstappen was going to win, but yeah. Anything... Nothing.
No, everybody expected it was going to happen.
I think Lewis Hamilton did a great job.
For that
as a driver, not the team, because it's not Mercedes. Because look at Russell. Russell is, and this is another young buck that's crap in the same class as Leclerc. Okay, and look at Hamilton still outperforming him, and everyone people are saying this guy is finished or over
it's
the mountain.
It's the same thing with Verstappen and
Perez. Yeah, that's what I said. I told you the same thing coming over here.
Yeah,
that Perez, Barrichello, George Russell. These guys are not. They're not your second driver for your team. These guys. You could finish first like Verstappen, and the guy, he's got the same car, and he's going to finish 7-8.
Okay, so my question then is, because you don't want to put him as second, you going to put him as first?
No.
So then, you have to put him somewhere, right?
Yeah, off the track.
But don't count on the guy.
He's not going to be able to count or bring the team ahead.
So why? Okay, hold on for a second. Now let's talk about Red Bull. You got Verstappen that...
Cleaned
everything. Hold on, in a different
league.
No, was like Schumacher. Hold on for a second. Because at the beginning of the year, Perez was there.
He was ahead of him.
Yes. Okay, so
he had two good races.
A little bit more than that.
The other two, Verstappen caught up to him. And
okay, fine, whatever. He was there for four races. They were there. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
most likely he's still going to finish. Most likely he's going to finish second anyway. So, good for
Papa. Yeah, nobody's going
to
catch him.
They're not going to catch him.
No, Hamilton is close.
Yeah, which close Hamilton.
Yeah, anyways. All right, there's only four races left.
In Brazil? Well,
today Hamilton did. Added 18 points.
Yes.
Okay, so what happened?
Yeah, where is he?
What happened after the fourth race?
Don't forget,
race?
They changed that car.
Yeah, they changed it, but they also changed it for Verstappen.
Yeah, but maybe for the better.
But it would have been for the better also. Yeah.
They have different driving styles.
Yes, I know that they have
different cars. Yeah, but the car is the same.
The car is the same.
The car is the same.
They have the same power, they have the same thing, the same tires. Okay. So,
but if
their aerodynamics is the same. So
why does he have so much how much trouble in passing somebody? When you have that kind of car performing under you. But you shouldn't have that kind of trouble.
Because the way he wants to set up his car doesn't work for that.
Look, this is all full bullshit of excuses that you're throwing at me.
Yeah, okay? It's true.
Because what I'm saying, Verstappen has less experience than Perez. Perez has been with, I don't know how many teams, six, seven teams he's been on it. And yet, he still doesn't know how to set up a supercar. I mean, that car, they shouldn't even be set up. You should just follow what Verstappen is doing and you'll be winning.
But they have two different driving styles. It's like me, you driving and then me driving. Yeah. It's two different people driving.
Yeah, but listen. We all know that Verstappen likes to drive the car understeer, yeah. Right? That means the back.
Yes, comes up.
Yeah, like
like that's the easiest type of driving you could have to set up your car.
Mm-hmm. But if you not don't like it set up,
so, so then how do you like it? Oversteer.
Yeah.
Where the
where the front where, doesn't
so
turn.
Does
where
like
the front.
Leclerc likes it.
Oversteer. And Leclerc, he just when he goes off track, it's because he probably
fell asleep.
No, not fell asleep. He's seen the pole
again.
You know
he likes it that way.
How could you like something oversteer? Oversteer.
Maybe you don't like it. He does. Maybe he likes
it. Yeah, but maybe he should change because he's not doing anything with it.
Okay, and look at Hamilton. Hamilton wants only the front to fall. Nothing else.
Yeah, he likes oversteer.
But he's doing
the points. He's there all the time. He's the number one driver in Mercedes. As long as you could push Russell to be number one, he's never going to... And Hamilton,
he's not the driver to
He's never going
to
be a number one. That's so then, what we're getting to.
So can we conclude that Sainz is officially the number one for the team?
No.
Especially that during this
next year,
Leclerc was bitching, saying, okay, I'll come out to let Sainz pass. Remember the bitching during the last
because he's not a very smart guy, because he wants to finish the season with more points than Sainz.
But right now, Sainz has more points than Leclerc.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
So that's
it's only 8 points.
It's only normal.
But Sainz has never had the team telling Leclerc, hey, make Sainz pass. Yeah.
Good point.
Okay? Instead, you want points without passing your teammate. You want the team to tell him, hey, put him in.
Get out of the way.
Number one driver for you.
And what's even worse is that when Leclerc gave up his spot, he lost his sixth place to Perez after that. So again, he's just proving the point that he cannot properly defend himself, but then you could have the argument he had poor tires and he has a poor car. You could argue that, but he still didn't put up a good, strong defense.
Door.
Within the lap, Perez was able to pass
it. The car is not that poor.
The tires were poor because he didn't want to pit.
Yeah.
But anyways,
so then why does Leclerc have to have an opinion saying why do I have to let him pass? Didn't he know already that his tires are poorer compared to Sainz? So why counter argue? Just let fucking Sainz pass and make the points for the team.
How
did he not know that?
That's what we say. Well, he's not a team player.
Joe? That's it. Why was he signed?
Hey, Joey, man, this today.
I am for youth movements. The sport can only evolve with your youth. Same thing as politics, same thing as family life. It's always with your youth. You learn from your veterans, but it's the youth that has to lead the way, which is always the next generation. That's how society always works. That's how civilization always works. You have to go with your youth. So now, this guy, Leclerc, comes in. He came out of the Ferrari team, the farm system. I thought this guy was given the world and he's going to show the world that he's able to perform.
But he's not.
But he got his five years already.
Hold on, then you have a person like Verstappen comes in.
Yeah, which is 10 times better.
Now you have no more Leclerc.
You see, Leclerc should be showing more of a fight because he was always fighting against Verstappen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how come...
also against Vettel, but he was arguing a lot against him too.
Even on the sprint race, when Verstappen pushed him, he should have just pushed him back.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
He didn't fight back.
He just kept on moving.
Yeah, but this coming from you guys...
That was at the beginning.
I would have smashed into him. If it was me, I would have stayed where I was.
Because
you want to push
him off.
Exactly. And then you want to do that. You play that game. I play that game too.
Yeah, he should have stayed.
He's a walkover. Since the beginning of his career, when Hamilton was doing it all kinds, he did nothing about it. So that's why they're taking advantage over this young
buck. No, Leclerc used to do it to Hamilton.
Yeah,
this first
as much
when he won in Monza.
Yeah,
he should have been black flagged.
Black
flagged,
yeah.
Because he cut him two or three times, and he almost took him out for the whole race. Hamilton was saying, hey. It's a bit dangerous, you know, cutting on a thing.
So on your point that the driver communicated with the team and say, look into this cutting left and right. Today, when Verstappen pushed Leclerc out, I didn't hear anything from Ferrari.
No, nobody.
No, nothing.
Nobody going to the stewards and say, hey, Can you look into this? Yeah. I think he pushed him off the track. You know, he's got to give back the position. Nobody.
Nothing.
And this is what I hate from this this Ferrari organization.
The whole team
from top to bottom.
Sucks.
Sucks.
Well, except for Binotto. Except for Binotto.
Yeah, Binotto left and he's not there. Anymore.
Yeah, because he said...
No, and somebody, another team is going to snatch him. And he's going to be with them, and you're going to see the
difference. He was Alpine, no?
And the other thing is, you were signing Leclerc, and you had Lewis Hamilton that was available.
And he was available.
This time there was no excuse. Ferrari had to go and get
it. He was waiting for the right price. That's all he was waiting for.
30 million.
And they didn't give it to him.
They gave it to Leclerc.
And then watch this.
I don't know. It's a rumor.
No, that's not the truth.
Look. Where is it marked? The thing is that...
Mauro made the contract. What are you talking about?
No, but seriously, think about it. The driver waited till the last minute.
Hold on. It wasn't waiting for Ferrari, because Ferrari never made it.
Exactly.
He went to the thing. The chairman, the CEO said that.
That's not what he claims.
No, he doesn't claim it because Vassar was talking to him. Vassar was talking to him, and Ekman told him he paid him the flight to go to London.
It was all set up. It's just the price wasn't right.
Yeah, the price was no good. Then he said, "No, they still need a lot of development in that car." It's not true.
And even if they did, he's the right guy to develop
it. Oh yeah.
He probably would have said. He probably told him. Leclerc's got to be number one, then you got to have to play a team game. Hamilton, well, there's no way. This is Hamilton wanted to end his career with a Ferrari. Everybody knows that. He wanted to keep saying it.
Yes, he keeps saying it. Well, and I'm sure he was going to win his 8th championship with Ferrari.
With a crappier car.
And go off into the sunset.
Sunset.
See, I got 8 championships, I finished with Ferrari, which is everybody driver's dream, and that's it. Now I could retire in peace. No, they didn't do that. Now you sign this guy, nobody's going to back up this guy. No.
Look, I think Vassar, I'm sure Vassar had something to do with that team.
To do what?
But the thing is, sign him up.
Leclerc. For sure, they're good friends. When Leclerc came in, he came in with Alpha. He was ahead of Alpha. Yeah. That's why I said Vassar is not a good team director for Ferrari. Because he always was with shitty teams.
Why would you
want
to say no to a 7-time world champion? Why? And that he
didn't say not no, as if he, but that's the CEO. Because I'll tell you how Ferrari history was. Once you had Enzo Ferrari, a hard-headed, pig-headed, that wanted to run it his way. Mm. And he did it for 50 years. Mm. Then you have people now taking over that know nothing about
racing.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
And that is the problem. Look at even the drivers. You know, every good drivers that Ferrari had, they left Ferrari because they say that it was unfair. It happened to Mansell. Everybody liked it. Happened to Gilles Villeneuve. Everybody loved him.
Yeah.
Right? And the last year before he died, he wanted to leave because of Peroni, the French guy. So, again, another French guy that screws up. Alain Prost.
Yeah, that's a
French guy.
Yeah.
He screwed up the Ferrari.
Yeah, but it's not Alain Prost that's talking about Ferrari. It's Gerhard Berger that's talking about the Ferrari.
Alain Prost started. Alain Prost lost a whole season's pay.
He said that the Ferrari
drove
was
like
a
track tank. All right? It wasn't Gerhard Berger.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, the guy,
he's doing the same.
Yeah, he used Ferrari too. So even Alonso did the same thing.
Yeah.
Alonso, Barrichello,
at the end, he did
Barrichello,
the same
Massa.
Thing.
Well, Barrichello.
Not Massa.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at that. He should have been in prison, Barrichello, throwing a freaking
transmission.
Shut up.
They just see the video. Yeah, he made sure he was taking off his visor.
That's a fake.
And then he threw a rock or something.
Yeah, get out of here.
It was a real, it was a rock.
No, it was a transmission. Every driver that comes out of Ferrari sort of complains about Ferrari. So, yeah.
Yeah, because they're good drivers.
Schumacher, when he went to Mercedes, then he complained about Ferrari.
Yeah. How unfair he was treated. Yeah. Why did he have to retire at his prime? He was winning.
No, they was forced, but that's
Monzello. Because he had to go get Kimi Räikkönen.
Yeah, that's it. Because he had.
Yeah, but he has a champion. Why would you want to go with Kimi Räikkönen?
Well,
maybe because he thought his champion was over.
Kimi Räikkönen?
Räikkönen. Räikkönen. Jesus.
No, the rat man was Barrichello.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say, anyways, this race was, I thought that maybe Norris had a chance.
Yeah, he has a chance.
You know, like, I think that McLaren sort of botched that one.
Yeah.
But he came back in the end, towards the end. It was pretty interesting. It wasn't like straightforward.
No, exactly. I'll say something about McLaren. They screwed up.
What?
Yeah. Because they were second and they ended up third with no tires.
Yeah.
So that's not a good strategy.
But don't forget.
Don't
forget that McLaren is still eating up their tires too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
They're not at the level of thing. And Mercedes proved today that they're not eating up that much their tires.
Yeah, they haven't.
They still have a one pitch strategy.
Hamilton and Verstappen know how to take care of their tires.
Okay, I'm not talking about
even Alonso knows how to take care of their tires.
Yeah, and where was he?
Maybe he doesn't have the car.
Now he doesn't have the car. They reshaped his whole car, and now he doesn't have the car.
Did you see the sprint? Did you see the qualifying?
I don't care.
He didn't even make the qualifying.
Yeah. This was a replica of Red Bull, and this is what they came out with.
Maybe it's not the driver,
or maybe it is.
I bet you $1 million. Alonso was the second driver instead of Perez. He'd be fighting Verstappen for the championship. All right. Now he's laughing.
What did you say?
I said Alonso and Verstappen. If they both had the same car. Okay, if he was for Red Bull, Alonso, he would have just probably as fighting for the championship. Not like Perez.
Yeah, if you had Perez's car, he would have been there. He would have been
sure.
Well, Hamilton said it. He said I'd be giving more of a fight.
I think that he would have won 15 races.
I said at the beginning of the year, Ferrari could go in second.
Hamilton is still hurting me.
Could go in second. And I give a Red Bull a fighting chance because Perez is no good. I said at the beginning of the season. All right?
You know what? They should have got rid of Perez and got Hamilton, and they would have won two.
No,
Hamilton's not for a second. That's why Bottas left, because he was arguing to be the number one.
Who?
Bottas. He was arguing because he was making his point that he wanted to be that number one guy.
He wanted to be Hamilton.
Towards the end of the race, that Bottas was giving up his position to make Hamilton pass.
That was team orders.
You know who? The only person that gave Hamilton problem was Nico Rosberg. Nobody else gave him problems.
Yeah,
Then how come no one picked up Rosberg? The guy still retired.
He retired.
As soon as he won.
He won and he retired.
Because he knew he was never going to win again. So
because he won.
He won a mental game against Hamilton. He didn't win on.
He won also. But he became champion.
Yeah,
he was champion.
But it was
before.
He was playing mental games.
Yeah, I know. He was playing mental game, but he thought that he could have won against Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
As far as psychologically, that game that he was playing, but he says. He's
driving.
Too strong. He's too strong. You can't. He guy is gonna kill you.
Yeah.
The guy.
Driving wise, there was no way.
Forget it.
That's why. It's a pity that Ferrari didn't sign him. But they went to sign.
A bunch of idiots. I would have signed him like this.
I don't know what's the best funny part. The Saints contract
is
coming up, and I bet you they're not going to sign him. They're going to put Schwarman. Okay,
maybe.
The next driver leaving Ferrari is Saints
driver Schwarman.
Schwartzman, whatever. He's German, no?
No, he's Israeli.
No, he's German.
He's German.
He's German.
I'm pretty sure he's Israeli.
He's half Japanese, half German.
Okay, shut up. Okay.
What? Did you like new skins?
Schwartzman.
The American flag that Logan Sargeant was doing, Haas. The American Sargeant flag. Also, Verstappen, he puts a Lone Star. How come when they go race in Italy, Ferrari don't put the Italian colors on that, with the exception of the
Yes, they do.
No, but
they put the yellow and the red. What are you talking about?
Paint half the car the three colors.
Because they put the yellow and the red. It's a Monza special. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this year was the Monza special.
I'm about. If you saw the new skins of Logan, the new skins of Haas.
Yeah, okay, but that's
Did you not see the yellow and the red on the Ferrari?
I'm going to say no so that you could get this argument on that one. I just like the new skins that these guys are all about.
Yeah,
the
I know.
American
sponsorships.
But it's not the first year.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's funny because it's...
Anthony, I didn't hear you. Say it, please. Repeat.
He's a Russo-Israeli.
Thank you.
Russian?
I thought it was Japanese. Sorry.
Anyway.
Anyways, I just like those skins. Like, they're all American pride.
Yeah, but
because they're
that's an apple. That's an apple.
Oh, yeah. The helmet. Did you like the Verstappen?
I don't trust that.
I already won, so I'm going to put on the gold. Did you like that one?
That's what?
That's great. That's really like putting into veterans like Hamilton. I don't think he takes it well, but he's scaffolding in his face. I don't think Hamilton did that.
Australian.
Who?
Schwartzman.
Russo Israeli.
Anyway, I think he's a better driver than
Leclerc.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Don't know yet?
But if he's going to take science.
I'm going to tell you something. At Monza.
Yeah.
Okay, at Monza. The day after, he used Leclerc's car. And he beat Leclerc on his own
track.
Okay.
And who's this?
Schwartzman.
He went out, tested tires, okay? Beat him by 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's true. 2 seconds.
I had there's proof.
No, there is proof. And even after, I think, the Australia...
Yeah, it was a couple of times.
Australia race.
You beat him up.
Okay, last year... what was the last race of the year?
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Okay, and he did testing. Yeah. Okay.
And he was faster.
He was almost 4 seconds faster than the Ferrari, and 2 seconds faster than
the Red Bull.
All right. So this guy,
he's not.
So then we're not just a little guy.
Why did we sign Leclerc?
And that's the problem.
His contract. I don't know if it's going to be renewed, but. Like he said,
he's proving himself.
They can break contract like that.
With the cap, no more.
What we're seeing from Sainz is because he has to prove himself to say, look, I'm still a better driver than this.
But he is.
The problem is,
he's ahead of him.
Problem with Sainz is he cannot drive comfortably because he always has to prove. And race better than Leclerc.
He's always after.
If not, his seat is always on
the jeopardy.
Yeah. It's like Perez. Perez, every week you see F1 news. He's out.
Perez, is he going to have his
Dr. Marco threw him out. And this guy now he's throwing out. This guy's going to replace him. Every thing. Since they got Ricardo, I don't know, almost 22 times out of 15 races that he was going to race for Red Bull.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how could you perform?
With a clear mind, yeah.
Yeah, you cannot not have a clear mind. Now, tonight, that Sainz passed Leclerc after he said, why do I have to make him pass? That's not true. He passed him on the track fair and square.
Yeah, he passed him first.
Okay. Leclerc was finished. He was
He came on the radio and say, why did I have to let him pass?
Yes, but he should have let him pass after the first... three laps.
Yeah.
I don't understand they were fighting.
Because if you didn't let them pass, they were both of them were being passed.
Shit, you're here. I don't know. Sorry.
No, I know, but this is at the end. We're talking about the beginning.
At the beginning.
The radio.
Fighting.
Yeah, but on the second time, the radio. His radio call was, "Why did I have to let him pass?" While the guy he passed him before. That means the team didn't tell Sainz, to pass.
Well,
or to Leclerc to slow down.
He took his opportunity.
Yeah, so that's it. And then it's good for
him. He was going to take even the opportunity after the second lap.
Yeah.
He almost had him.
Well, he should have.
At the beginning, he was
He should have taken it.
Yeah, the problem
is... I don't give a shit,
that's not his role.
No, that's not for
That's Leclerc's role.
Leclerc and
Russell. Russell. Well, that's why. That's why people are want to let Russell race alone.
go.
Okay, so we're at that point where
we're almost finished.
Yeah. So... You have something else?
Yeah, Q3.
Yeah.
What I really liked about it, you only had five teams in there. It's not like one guy from Haas made it to Q3 or one guy from AlphaTauri that made it to Q3. You had five teams. You had Alpine, you had Red Bull, you had Ferrari, Mercedes, mm-hmm. and McLaren. You had the 10 drivers that were left was mm-hmm. that five teams. This is what I like to see, is that they're all fighting for constructors, that you get the both drivers of the whole team there. So I just found that part entertaining when they're all racing for
That's it. Towards the end, you're going to find the stronger teams.
It's sad to say, but I didn't see Magnussen here. But when he's there, I'm surprised. I am happy that he's there. But he wasn't there. I didn't see Hülkenberg on the rarity that he's there.
Yeah.
No. Good.
That's good. That was good. But guess on this track here, from top to 10th, wasn't that even half a second
difference?
So, okay. You're there, you won't find the Haas, you won't find...
And on that point, that's where Anthony was bringing up the question, what's this whole thing of the budget cap?
It doesn't
help. The top teams still.
Yep.
And the bottom teams are still the bottom teams.
Well, instead of seeing Aston Martin, because we're looking at constructors' points, I was expecting Aston Martin there, but you saw first practice, Stroll's brakes were gone, so he had to be retired. If you saw...
That's on this track.
In the sprint. As an example. Yeah. We saw in the sprint on this one, Stroll's car was retired.
Why is
on the 17th lap, I believe it was, he was retired. So just to say that, I sort of want to see this. Relating to what Anthony said a long time ago, let the big boys play. If you have the budget, put them in and you have to showcase your talent. I want to see
there shouldn't be a budget either. Why is
no, there should be a budget.
I'm going to compare with NASCAR. No. NASCAR has no salary cap. Mm-hmm. They said, I want the best type of racing. I want the guys that have the money
to do it.
Unfortunately, if you're the last, then find sponsors to fund your team and get better. But if you can't get better, it's just too bad.
Because drivers, even for Formula One, you have to find sponsors to get into that sport.
It's a different beast.
It's a different beast, but that's how it is.
Look at Logan, Sergeant Logan, okay? He's an American, right? That was the first thing that he put on.
He was very good. You have to, that guy.
Yeah. Very. But what I'm trying
to say... And Grosjean is not performing at all, by the way. I saw that.
When do drivers from that country perform? Apart from having nice crashes.
What did he bring to
Yeah, good croissant they bring.
He brought sponsorship, right?
Perez also brought his oil friends a sponsorship too, no?
Yeah.
So then why do you want to leave the guy? Keep him for Red Bull. If you're looking
because they don't need money. Red Bull doesn't need the money.
And that's where I'm saying that it's a different beast. You can't compare NASCAR to this one.
Yeah, you could.
What I'm saying.
Because NASCAR is more popular than F1.
No, NASCAR gets a lot of American companies, whereas Ferrari gets a lot of international companies.
No, that's
right. And also NASCAR, unfortunately, an idiot that I am, that we could all confirm that, I like to see crashes in NASCAR.
Exactly.
I would watch NASCAR because I want to see that 20-car pileup.
That's
right. I'm not getting a 20-car pileup.
The point of NASCAR is racing. Now, if you like watching crashes and on a thing, is the ratings are number one
because of crashes.
Doesn't matter. But it's the crashes,
racing.
Or it's because they have beautiful women, or it doesn't matter.
And also,
they're still going 200 and something miles an hour.
Beautiful
these cars. Don't think that they're going 15 miles an hour.
They're turning left all the time.
Whatever. They're still going 200 miles an hour. Though
these are the highest tech muscle car is going to find.
This is what your muscle car is going to look like.
Yes, but look at the brand names. You have, what do you have? You have Chevy, you have Ford, you have GMC. All you have is American cars.
No, you have Toyota.
I want to pick them up because it goes against my argument.
You got all kinds of stuff. You got Toyota, which are actually good, those guys.
You have Toyota, which are winning. And yeah, I'm just saying. And even, you know what they have as an engine?
And they're a lot of cheap.
A V8.
Yeah.
A V8 engine they still have. And on a straight line, a stock car, NASCAR is going to beat a Formula One car.
But you can't compare because Formula One, you have that massive G-force. You're going downhill. Like this
but
track, you saw the downhill uphill.
But
10,000 lefts and rights.
Yes, but even NASCAR has that.
Yeah.
When they come to the street tracks, they have left, right corners.
Not only that.
You had Alonso try the NASCAR, I'll never do oval.
Because oval is very tricky.
It's hard.
It's hard. You're talking about even 30 cars packed in a mile round.
And the guy is right behind you, and they're bumping.
There is bumping.
I know. Ferrari, F1 doesn't do that.
No, they don't.
Could you imagine them bumping?
No, but the whole, what I'm trying to get at, the whole, going back to the original thing is, we have a cap in Formula One that doesn't work. It doesn't make sense because I'm not seeing Haas winning any races.
No.
And Haas, with a salary cap, is not winning races, and without a salary cap, is not going to win races. So what's the difference? Why are we having this cap? Just let Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, McLaren, Aston Martin do what they have to do.
So you like the expansion of Andretti coming in then?
Yeah, I do. They're gonna have way more money than Haas or whoever.
Yeah, they're coming in with a lot of money.
And what about the McLaren? McLaren has Alpine. Alpine is getting a guy, a boxer.
Yeah, a boxer, heavyweight champion is getting, and plus a golfer. They invested money on Alpine.
No, that's funny. And also the football player. Yeah.
I know, but it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Because now it's personal. Now a person could invest in.
Because they see Tom Brady investing in the NFL, and they saw that actor that invested in English.
I understand, but it never happened.
It's a new thing before.
This is brand new.
An ex-player can never become an owner. LeBron James cannot become an owner.
Why not?
Magic Johnson, he couldn't become an owner of the LA Dodgers.
Michael Jordan was.
He was gifted that. It was different. Same thing as Mario Lemieux. He was gifted the team. It's not the same.
No, you know what? I'll gift you all my debts. Would you take it?
That's what Mario got.
He pulled the Penguins out of bankruptcy.
Yeah.
He gifted something.
Are you nuts?
They gave him the team.
That's how much money they owe him. A gift would be like what the owners gave Bobby Orr for a contract.
Yeah,
because Alan Eagleson said they're trying to screw you over for him to make money, but he was getting paid a certain percentage every ticket they sold, and they were always selling. It was always sold at Boston Garden.
It's easy to sell for $14,999.95
That's a gift. What Mario Lemieux got wasn't a gift.
Was debt.
Yes. It was a gift, but I just want to ask a very something. So there,
what?
Verstappen gets an exceeding track limits 5 second penalty. That's how Leclerc got his first.
No, he lost the time. Lost of his
five seconds.
Yeah, the whole lap. In the sprint.
Yeah.
Didn't Hamilton exceed the track limits to cut off Leclerc? Was he penalized for that?
No.
I don't follow up on that.
Because it was, they said it was the first lap.
First lap, yeah.
And then.
Anything goes first lap now?
No.
It's a first lap.
And then he, because of Sainz hit. The other guy?
Russell.
Piastri. And then he came towards him, so he had to go into the side. That I agreed, because it was pushed out. Let's put it that way.
So where does that leave Leclerc then? Yeah. So when Hamilton
as a dangerous
was forced out, and he's putting himself back on the track, what does that leave Leclerc? That he has to
be a dangerous driver.
So Leclerc,
Leclerc lost the second place on that.
Yeah, he did lose the second place.
And that's it. He never recovered. But he was going to lose it anyways. That was a given thing.
That was a gift. See, that's a gift. Not what Lemieux got.
You know, so that, but that's, you see, that's how it works. Because now, at the race, what we saw, no, actually, at the same sprint. Yeah, you have Verstappen, which has a better car, and yet he has to push Leclerc all the way to the other side, almost hooked to the grass,
and
nobody said anything.
Yeah, that's not
true. But that's what I said. I said nobody from Ferrari went to complain.
But hold on. It's not even going. Why it should be the Ferrari
to
go and complain?
The stewards were supposed to check.
If you're not going to do anything and nobody says anything, you're not going to get any decision.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Red Bull's always going and complaining.
If there's a rule implemented. So if it's that rule that has to be stuck, it could be, it has to be from first to the 30th lap. It cannot be just when you want it.
I know, but you as a steward are going to see the situation and you're going to say, no, whatever, it seems thing. But if you from Ferrari come and say, hey, but look at it. If you really look at it, look at this point where he pushed it. Let me finish. If you look at it, this point where he pushed them, nobody says that. You're never going to persuade the decision to come to your side. And that's the battle that Ferrari's losing every week in and week out. Because Mercedes and Red Bull are always doing that. They're always saying...
Not only. Every other team is doing it.
You know, but Ferrari never does. You never hear Ferrari... Oh, by the way, Ferrari's... you never hear them on the radio. Look at it again, because I think you're missing something.
Or you hear...
But no, not only that.
He pushed me, or you never hear the guy go, oh, he went off a bit over here, he went off... You never hear him say...
No, I don't hear
that. Verstappen's always saying, Hamilton went out over here, Hamilton went out over there, Hamilton...
And it's
Verstappen went out here, Verstappen went out...
He pushed me off, look at it, look at it.
Leclerc
like three, four times in a race you hear that from
them.
They
don't say shit, those two. Never.
Because Leclerc...
Sainz a few times.
Leclerc, yeah, Sainz, yes. Leclerc is... where's that freaking pole? That's what he's thinking of.
But there was no pole there. There was only the flag.
Try to tell those people
to the flag now.
Can I say something? Why can't we have a tire war again?
Yeah. It's never going to happen.
No.
Why is that?
Bridgestone wants to come
because
back.
Because FIA could
I also heard that New Year. Goodyear wants to come back.
Well, officially.
One of them has to go out and one of the two they're going to come in.
Yeah, but which is, I find it very stupid.
I know, Goodyear was good for Ferrari. Now I'll say.
Well, Bridgestone. I'm just saying that I think it makes it. It makes it more interesting.
But it's budget.
But how did Pirelli get the contract?
Okay, who?
Michelin didn't want to put threads on their car. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't want to go
to the slicks.
He didn't want to go to the slicks.
It should all go to Toyo. It's got nuts on it.
Then,
could you imagine?
Pirelli was able to do both
those asphalts with Pirelli.
Here's how much we're putting in.
So there was a bid to put in their stuff.
Not only that, then the one year they said the tires were too good, remember?
Yeah, they told
to make them wear out. And this is
make it hard for the teams to make more competitive.
Yeah, because they have more stops.
Because the hack came here to Montreal and there were chunks of rubber coming off. And the race was exciting. Because here in Montreal, most of the races are not exciting because there's no passing.
No.
It's like my Monte Carlo.
Yeah, there's hardly any passing.
Once in the front.
There's hardly any passing. So they said, let's...
The drivers pass.
Hey?
Good drivers.
Well, the ones that
but there are few of them, but not...
There's not a lot of passing. That's what I'm trying to say.
There's not much, but there is when...
There's only one section where they
have
and that's where everybody...
What I don't agree is they have to use these tires, soft, hard.
Yeah, that's
I don't agree at all.
Not only that, is that if you were at Q1,
watch next year.
At Q3 there, mm-hmm. okay, what you have on?
Which have on you have to start the race.
You have to start the race with.
What happened? Something happened. No, one. They had the trial. They did a trial for a hard. What happened? That doesn't work. Yeah, it didn't work.
No, because some teams the hard tire doesn't work, and then they're gonna end up not making it out.
The FIA actually said, "Oh, okay."
You know what?
It's because this crap is all because of the FIA. Yeah, and it's also depending on the teams that the white tire didn't go good.
Yeah,
that's why, you know, maybe Mercedes didn't go good, so everything else goes.
No, the top three don't have problems with it.
Okay, guys, let's wrap it up.
Okay, bye.
Let's just wrap it up.
No, next week is what?
I have breaking news.
What?
Breaking news.
Starting November 20th,
yes.
Walmart has a sale for underwears.
Okay. On that note, all right, guys. next week,
Corbia.
One second, one last second.
Guys, I just want to say, you know, if there's anybody of our listeners that likes what they hear, we're always open for sponsorship. We take time out of our weekend to do this after every race. So it would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
All right.
For the sponsorship.